The next card is the Lover's card. And as the soul progresses on earth, it is presented with many choices. Man is held responsible for the choices he makes. If difficulties arise, he must listen to his inner voice, which will direct him to higher guidance. His destiny lies before him, but he always has the free will to make his own choices. As he reaches maturity of mind and body, he must understand whatever he sows, he will reap. The Lover's card. You reap what you sow. And I remember talking about, you know, I remember saying one time, or I say sometimes that, but it's real triggering. Hey, look around you. Look at your house. I want you, everybody, to stop. Look around. What you got, what you don't have, can be directly traced back to your life choices. Some people, that's hard to swallow. But
do you know why?
They don't want to be accountable for their choices.
You got it. That forces them. You are 100% correct. That forces them to be accountable. So that Lover's card about choices, decisions, and values, representing Gemini ruled by Mercury.
Correct. It's a Gemini card. And, you know,
there's duality with that as well.
Yeah.
They can become conflicted.
Yeah. And then on the card, too, it'd be showing, that's kind of like Adam and Eve, right? And you got the tree of life versus the other tree of, could we say that's the vices over virtues choices?
Yeah, there's deeper things with that card, but I don't want to get into it. I'll just say the trees behind there. You can count things on the trees. There's reasons for that.
And then
we didn't get to our recording yet to go through everything. I'm waiting for something.
Maybe we're doing it right now.
More in depth, card by card. I gotcha.
All right. The Chariot.